time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God, no.
So awkward.
Time for True Confessions, and we have Anonymous on the phone, as always. Anonymous calls a lot. Anonymous, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm all right. I'm good.
You're good?
How are you
guys? Yeah. We're really good. We're fantastic. You know, we love coming to work on Mondays. Anonymous, tell us, what's your true confession today? What's going on?
Okay, so a couple of weeks I did something kind of bad, and, you know, I felt kind of guilty. And so I'm like, maybe if I confess it, I'll feel a little better.
Interesting thought.
What'd you do?
Okay, so a few weeks ago during Christmas time, I got a bunch of mail, and I was opening it all up. And I opened up this letter, and a Christmas card, and there was a $100 bill inside. And then when I looked closer, the card wasn't for me. It was for my neighbor. She was a few apartments down from me.
Uh-huh.
And so I kind of just threw the card away and kept the money.
Oh my God.
So you got your neighbor's card by accident?
Yeah.
I see.
And then I had already opened it, and then I was like, man, $100.
Yeah.
She won't miss it.
She won't miss $100.
Yeah. Right.
Huh. What did you do with the $100?
I spent it.
No,
I bought a headset. You know, like the headset.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome, you know, practical.
Practical, yeah. So do you feel bad about it now, or are you? You never told her about it or anything, I'm guessing.
I feel really bad. Like, I see her, and she's always like, "Hey, what's up? How you doing?" And I mean, I see her all the time.
Yeah.
So she obviously hasn't.
Like, practically next to mine.
She hasn't been asking around, like, if somebody else got her mail. Then.
No, she hasn't asked me.
Does she look really depressed?
No.
All right, well, then you're fine.
Okay.
Clearly, she doesn't need the money.
No, I think that's not
right
move.
I'm afraid to tell her, like, I opened her mail, and then I kept the money.
Yeah, no, we don't want
to. You'd have to give her the money back.
Also, I mean, there's so many things that you live near this girl, you don't want. I don't think you want your neighbors being mad at you like that. I mean, here's what
Maybe
I would do.
Maybe just don't steal money then.
Right. I would say, do you promise never to do it again?
Yeah, I promise not.
That took a really long time for you, by the
really
way.
Yeah, it did.
Okay. All right.
What would you have done if you had already opened up the card and there was a $100 bill inside?
Given it to my neighbor who it belongs to.
Yeah.
You would have?
Yes, definitely.
I mean, I probably would have done the same thing. But
because then you just, right now, you feel so guilty. So that was obviously not the right choice.
Okay.
Do you have $100 you could go get? Maybe, you know what? Maybe do it like anonymously.
Yeah.
Maybe just like slide $100 under her door or something.
Yeah, and write like a little note that said, "I got your mail. I'm sorry," or something like that.
I don't know if I feel that guilty. I mean,
not guilty enough to.
Oh, well, listen, if you don't feel that guilty, then just put on your headset and don't even worry about it.
Tell your mommy I bought a headset.
Oh, all right. Well, hang on one second, Jamie. 3-3-4-0-95-95. I don't feel that guilty about it. Robert, good morning. What do you want to say?
It's the mail's in your mailbox. It's your mail. I mean, if the post office puts the mail in your mailbox, that means it's your property. That's your mail. I mean, I get all mail all the time from a neighbor. And, well, I mean, they're kind of an asshole. If it's in your mailbox, that means it was delivered to you, and you are the owner of that mail.
It doesn't say your name on it, though, so that's not true.
It doesn't matter. They put it in your mailbox, mistake or not. It's in your mailbox. It's your mail.
I don't know that that's accurate.
I don't think that's the way it works.
Like, well, then they should have put it in your mailbox, I guess, huh?
Well, I mean, I get that it's in your mailbox, but just because somebody puts something in your... Like, if I put my car keys in your mailbox, it doesn't mean you own my car.
Right.
You're not the post office. If the post office puts the mail in your mailbox, it's your mail.
So you think she had every right to keep the money because technically it was hers?
Hello, it's in her mailbox.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
And you get mail for your neighbors and you just keep it.
Well, yeah, my mail, of course. My neighbors...
Right, we got...
Okay.
That's beside the point. Okay. All right. You know what? I bet your neighbor feels the same way. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, I don't care. It's not my fault or my neighbor's fault. It'd be the post office fault.
No, yeah, absolutely. All right. Thanks
but
so
you'd
much.
Be upset if your neighbor kept your mail.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Good.
Whatever, yeah. All right, Rick. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Rick. We appreciate it.
I just want to let you know she's okay. She can keep that money.
Oh, she did. Well, she did.
She did, yeah.
Hey, Liz, thanks so much for calling. What do you want to say, Liz?
She needs to give her the money back and the card back. Be like, hey, I accidentally got this because stealing mail is a federal offense, punishable up to 5 years in prison or $250,000 in fine. She needs to give that money back.
Yeah.
But I mean, is it stealing mail if it's, like, the other guy just called and said...
No, it's stealing mail. She knew it wasn't hers, and opening it by accident, that's one thing. Not returning it, not giving it back to the person it was meant for, is considered stealing mail, and it's a federal offense.
Right, and, like, you have to know once you open it that it's not for you, or also that it doesn't say your name on the envelope, so just give it back.
I get it, you're just opening things in your pile, and everyone gets that. That's not stealing. It's when she didn't give it back to her when she realized it.
That was the problem.
Does she really want to go to prison for 5 years for $100, or does she just want to get $100 and give it back to her neighbor?
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. I mean, according to the other guy, it's her property, so.
Well, that guy doesn't know anything.
Okay. Melissa from the beaches. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Melissa. What'd you want to say?
I just want to say she does realize that the federal offense opening somebody else's mail, she might want to feel guiltier about that.
Yeah. But is it a federal offense if it's in your mailbox and you do it accidentally? Like, I don't think.
Yeah, if you don't return it.
Yeah. If it's not yours and you open it and you realize it's not yours, you got to return it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Stephanie from Green Cove.
Yes.
Hey, Stephanie, what'd you want to say?
I just want to say that is completely illegal. It's a federal offense. And to steal that woman's money, she doesn't know that woman's situation. She could have really needed that money.
Yeah.
And shame on her.
Yeah, like, how do you not feel like the biggest piece of crap for doing that?
Like, that is just, like, the worst thing you could do. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, okay, in her defense, she said she did feel bad, and that's why she was calling us.
Well, she didn't feel bad enough to give the money back.
Well, that's true.
Right,
but that
exactly.
Hey, Meg, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, Meg. What do you want to say?
I think what this person has done is absolutely horrible because once she realized her mistake, she should have given, you know, her name or her mail back and the money. And yes, I understand that she may be feeling a little crappy about it now. However, what she's doing is just trying to get, you know, her mind eased by other people that are backing her and, you know, her... quote, mistake. But you never know what that money was for, as I know another caller had mentioned. But karma is not very nice. And I think this girl is going to end up getting what she needs in return.
This is another great reason also why you should never send cash in the mail.
It is.
Yeah.
However, you know, people do it. And, you know, those people that are sending it may not have access to extra money to send it through, like Walmart or... you know, have a checking account, even mail a check or anything like that. But this may have been their way of doing it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. This is Dina from the South Side. Hi, Dina. How are you?
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What do you want to say, Dina?
I want to say that she should give the money ASAP and even the headset. She should give everything back to her neighbor.
So just give her the headset. Say, hey, here, I bought this with your $100.
No. The money and the headset.
Well, why would you give her the money and what
she
bought?
Yeah, also, maybe she doesn't want a headset.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, she's not at ease. That means she has remorse because she knows she didn't do the right thing.
Right.
She doesn't know if her neighbor needed money to put food on the table. And obviously, she used the money not even for a need.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think she's listening to these, and I want to tell her that she should do the right thing. Give the money back ASAP. I mean, that is karma, and she's probably not at peace right now.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. She's definitely not at peace because she called us.
Yeah.
People who are at peace, the last thing they do is call us.
Right, exactly.
Whitney from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great, Whitney. What do you want to say?
Okay, I want to say that this lady does
not feel guilt for her actions. Because if she did feel guilty, she'd be remorseful enough to do the right thing and return the money. What she's actually feeling right now is acceptance that she's a crappy person because she's defending her actions.
Yeah.
And she's saying, I'm not going to return the money.
Yeah, she's like trying to, she's being selfish by trying to get it off her chest, but she's not going to change anything.
Right. It's like the 12 steps of stealing from your neighbor. The first step is remorse. The second step is acceptance of that you're a crappy person.
Right.
The third step is I really love my new headset. Right, I got it.
Exactly.
I got it. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. 340-9595.
95.1 WAPE. Listen weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.